prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 17 June 2025. You're in for a powerful broadcast tonight. We're going to bring up here in a minute Deborah Tavares. Now, this lady, when she's on, garners an awful lot of attention, and I get a lot of comments on the programs. And, folks, this woman is a walking encyclopedia of what's happening in the world. Before we go to our guest tonight, though, don't forget, folks, we're still in the office every day. The phones are open if you want to call and talk to us. Faith will take the message or call you back. The phones have been very quiet. As a matter of fact, I'm beginning to think maybe we don't even answer the service any longer because nobody calls much anymore. But it's there at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4403 if you want to talk to us, all right? I'm sorry, 304-846-4448. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Before I go to Deborah, though, I just got a little bit of inside information coming in. That's probably out over the media now in some places. But Iranian state media has reportedly issued a cryptic and terrifying warning declaring that there is a surprise tonight that the world will remember for centuries. According to a bombshell report from Saudi-based Ashar News, I just come in to me. A surprise from Iran tonight. Folks, this war in the Middle East is ramping up, and we could see, in my opinion, this possible, Ezekiel 38 coming to fruition soon. And I mean that. And our teaching I did on American prophecy, we'll tell you all about that if you want. It's available. Anyway, our guest tonight said Deborah Tavares. She's been with me many times in the past and always has a boatload of information to share with us. Deborah, welcome.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butch. And for all of you that are listening, I'm going to be covering quite a few topics as we go through this disclosure, including some solutions. And just to survive a little longer, we're going to need to harden up as best we can, and there are things you can do during power outages and so forth. But I want to certainly start out by talking about everything has been scripted. Everything has been predetermined, and we've been talking about documents for many, many, many years. I have posted on StopTheCrime.net a very important video I did within the last week, going over the planned biological attacks on the 4th of July of 2025. It's called Biological Attacks, Millions Will Die. You can type that into YouTube, too, and you can go to StopTheCrime.net and watch it on our video post. Again, biological attacks, millions will die. Please listen to it. I go over all of the methodologies of the biological synthetic weapons and molds and mildews and fungus that we're all facing. I also go over the animal depopulation document that talks about how to kill and depopulate all the animals on the planet. Now, while this sounds outrageous, it is not outrageous. So to that end, I want to say this. I've had this on my website for years, and it is extremely important. I talked about so long ago, and I wrote this, and it's a quote that I did, to believe the unimaginable, move into a new reality, manage the unthinkable when so many are unaware is the challenge of our time. So I want to just read something because I think it's important to understand people do listen. While many of us are feeling that our family members and other relatives aren't listening, many are. So here is what I'm going to read to you now. I've been successfully showing all the people around me your videos, Mama, and I'm Mama. I know you've gotten a lot of pushback from family and friends, but I just want you to know that it's finally becoming common knowledge amongst my generation. My Instagram reels are filled to the brim with the same information you've been talking about for years. I just want you to know that while maybe in your lifetime, all of the information you've been warning people about and divulging and what you've done and researched won't fully be recognized, they will be fully recognized in my lifetime. And I appreciate everything you do, Alma. I love you. So this is a shout out to all of you. Know the truth, know the documents, know the patents, know your right, and just look around you and see whose eyes are open, who you're in the middle of the river with, and celebrate, because this is the time we are all in, and we're more appreciated than we know. So with that having been said, I want to talk about a new posting on my website. And it's critical that you look this up. I think you will all be mightily surprised. It is an old Western movie that was filmed in 1958. And it's posted on my site now. I already am getting lots of views. I'm going to ask for all of you to share it. This is critical. It's entitled Old Western TV Show. Predicts Trump. This is in in the Track Down series entitled End of the World, released May 8th of 1958. So go to stopthecrime.net to our video page, and please, please share this far and wide. The episode foretells Trump's wall and Golden Dome. Be sure that you also realize that it has Islam and Judaism destroying each other in order to usher in the Luciferian dictatorship. This is according to Albert Pike's letter dated August 15th of 1871. So it's most important to know that this is pre-planned. For those of you that understand or have looked into gematria, now is the time to know that everything is pre-planned. And gematria, of course, well, I'm going to be going over that on a show here coming up in a few days, so stay tuned to stopthecrime.net. Keep watching our videos. But gematria is spelled G-E-M-A-T-R-I-A, and it's a numerical system and coding system of letters into numbers, and it pre-describes what we all face when you know how to decode. Now, while this may sound crazy, our world is crazy, and there's rhyme and reason in understanding. So I just really want everybody to be prepared. I sent this out because I received a personal letter from Pacific Gas and Electric. In fact, my neighborhood did. And it talked about be prepared for power outages. I sent that around and somebody asked me, Well, what date is the power outage going to be? The power grid was built to fail, and it will start failing. So please be prepared. Please, all of you. I'm going to go over what I sent out and understand while I'm saying this. It's important to understand the entire prepping groups worldwide. Of course, that's a good thing, but that's all a program, too. When we understand that that's an efficient way to control groups and keep them self-sufficient, which is a lot of work growing your food and living off-grid, et cetera, it takes care of a group that might otherwise continue to cause conflict when the UN comes in to take over the United States again. That date is the 4th of July, 2025. So we have lots of information falling in on us for the 4th of July of 2025, including that biological terrorist attack. But we have already been biologically attacked. This should be of no new news to any single one of you. And what is important is to know that police and organizations of all types and kinds that will include all levels of what you all believe is a federal and state and county and local police, they're all going to be under the UN. They will be wearing blue uniforms. Now, I want to say this because many of you have heard some of my past shows since the burning of Los Angeles. Again, I was born in Santa Monica. I grew up in and going around the Pacific Palisades as a young girl. It's gone. And I grew up in Malibu, and I was evacuated when I was only 11. These were all directed energy weapons. They use blue frequencies, and Gavin Newsom's roof is blue. He bought a $9 million home a few months before the fires, right next to a neighbor that has a white roof. You can go back and listen to this and see the photographs and understand how everything is predetermined. People know. So, of course, as we talked about, the blue lasers reflect off of white and blue. Also, it's important to know how the wind is created, because winds are blowing madly all over the country and all over the world, and it's a combination of massive increased electrification and the use of cell phone towers. So we have patents for all of this. So if you go back and you listen to some of the videos posted, you'll hear me go over the patent numbers and the abstracts of these patents. Now, I run three websites. I run stopthecrime.net, I run primarywater.org, and toxicsci.org. It's critical for all of you that are listening to understand we are not running out of water. We're not. And we will certainly see more dams and reservoirs being removed, because that will reduce the amount of water that cities get. Cities are built aground and populated when they're able to have water through dams and reservoirs. And now many dams and reservoirs are being taken down. And so watch out for this in your neighborhood. It's very, very important that you find out where your nearest spring water is. Find out the nearest spring water to your homes and go and check to see if the plumbing has been set up so that you can, and of course, you don't want to be on private property, but so that you can fill jugs of water. You will need to get to water. Water is being eliminated. It's important to know how the system was set up. All of our utilities and water agencies have been taken. They've all been taken over to reduce and privatize the water here in the United States, which is why we've had wireless smart water meters being deployed, and why we've been told in the sustainable development rules and regulations to reduce the use of water. We have to reduce our carbon footprint, and we are also reducing our oxygen supply at the same time. So it's critical for all of you. It's now just been announced in our local paper that maybe eliminating all the shrubs up around the homes is not the best idea, because it seems as though after some of the fires blow through, people with well-manicured shrubs helps to prevent some of the fires next door. Now, of course, we know that plants have moisture in them, and so that may be a preventative, but we've seen the majority of plant material die because of the exfoliants that are in the root systems, certainly with the dumping from the chemtrails, all the heavy metals that have literally destroyed the ability for plants and shrubs to grow. But I'm looking at a document right now, and it shows, and I have this posted on my site, it shows the utility and project directory of all the water agencies that have been taken over by the international bankers and set to deny you access to local water to your homes. So understand, there are many listed in Alabama, in Alaska, in Arizona, in Arkansas, in California. In fact, there are really no water agencies that are operating on a local or state level that have not been taken over to reduce your access to water. And this is happening massively across the country and the world right now. And I could name a few. The City of Bakersfield Public Works Department, there's just so many, I can't go over it. Irvine, California, Great Oaks Water Agency. There are pages and pages under all of the states. Colorado, Kentucky has Bristol Water Department projects, all organized and taken to privatize your access and your inability to get to water. Delaware, Florida. I could go on and on and on. In Georgia, all of the water agencies have been taken. They've been put in place to eliminate your access to water. Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Missouri, Minnesota, Michigan, Nebraska. Every single state, every single county, every single area in this country and worldwide, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, every single state has been set up with pre-planned water agencies to eliminate your access to water. Important to find out where your springs are. Also important to prepare for the power outages that are coming. And it's most, most important that you think about this. I can go over a few things that I have sent out and just tell you what that might look like. But there's many more things. So I'm just going to tell you what I sent out to a number of people. I didn't want to scare people to death, but because I did get a letter from PG&E, a.k.a. Rothschild, to prepare for power outages, here's what I recommend. Power outages, please prepare. Because I received this letter on June the 11th of 2025. Please practice tonight or tomorrow as if you already have no electricity or water. We have received a letter from PG&E to prepare for power outages. You will not be able to flush your toilets or access water at your faucets or sinks. You will have no light. Please have solar light you can charge during the day in the sun that you can use inside at night. Have a camping toilet, a camping stove. Get extra buckets of water. We do not recommend the use of candles. Please have fire extinguishers on hand. Gas up your vehicles. Have some extra gas now and do your laundry. Get extra flashlights, paper products, and healthy canned food that you can eat without heating. And if you have a solar oven, so much the better. For those of you that may have been contemplating a solar oven, this might be a very good time to get one. Just go online, American Solar Oven. Grab a solar oven. They do run out, but see if you can find them on eBay. Okay, have a cooler to put your cold items in. Computers will be down, and it has been recommended to have more notepads and pens to write on. Be as self-reliant as possible. Practice now so you can get what you need. If you are able to get a generator and extra extension cords to keep your refrigerators cool for a short period of time, please consider doing so now. There are a number of various generators that can be recharged by solar. So I would highly recommend that all of you look into that if that's a possibility for you. Remember your pets and have supplies for them. Any additional suggestions to add to this list, please text us now, as cell connectivity will likely be interrupted. Be prepared. So cell connectivity, when we have a power outage or any kind of disaster, is interrupted. Now, don't be so excited about the Starlink that's set up, because that is showing who still managed to survive when there was an attack, whether there was a hurricane or a cyclone or whatever attack. There are patents for every kind of weapon. Remember also, the U.S. Air Force warned us and has a document that we've been talking about for many years, and it's entitled Owning the Weather by 2025. It doesn't say controlling. It says owning. So when you own something and then you see the patents, it makes more sense. They have the patents, and they are creating the weather that we are all trying to survive with now. Just understand you need to get to water. Prepare as best you can. Hopefully you've got some neighbors that you can maybe work together on a bit. If not, prepare on your own. It's your responsibility to be more self-reliant as possible so that you can help others as we go through a transition into a synthetic humanistic reality where we are being changed into something other than human. During this transition, there will be a tremendous amount of massive change, and we'll be living through something that we've never, of course, lived through before. We're living through it now. And so I can only say for all of you, just live in right conduct every single day. Always do the next best right thing. And understand we will be facing massive fungus issues. I want to cover this right now as well. Here in Northern California, PG&E has been flying drones over us. They are spotting fungus and mold on people's roofs. They're requiring people to replace their roofs before the insurance company will renew their fire insurance. You may ask, why does mold have to do with renewal of fire insurance? Well, that's a very good question if you think to ask that. But let's talk about what's going on. So they're finding mold on people's roofs. We've actually gotten samples off of roofs. It is synthetic. It's synthetic mold, and it is huge, and it is horrible. And it's even on the outside of homes. It's different on the outside of homes. It's very small. It looks like the head of a ballpoint pen dotted all over the outside of the home, and you can't get it off. You cannot get it off. So what we find is that before people are allowed to renew their fire insurance and liability insurance, they must replace their roofs. So many of you know the cost of replacing a roof, very, very expensive. The insurance companies are coming onto people's property to, of course, review the ability to extend fire insurance, because we're all in a fire area. No matter where you are in a fire area. It doesn't matter where you are. So they immediately, though, come onto people's properties, go right over to the north side of the roof where it gets the shade, and they hold their cell phones up with a stick so they can photograph the condition of the roof, and then they leave. Now, for many people, they are saying, oh, remove a tree, move this, move that. But for the most part, it's about the mold and fungus issue. Now, I want to tell you what happens when you have to remediate mold in your homes, because it is now crawling up the pipes in our homes and coming up into our sinks. Many people have done a number of things. I am only telling you what others have done. I'm not saying that you should do it just like this. But what has been done, because they'll see around the escutcheons in the sinks, this extremely dark mold, they're putting a couple of tablespoons of bleach, and they leave that just glug-glug down the sink. And a couple of hours later, there is massive amounts of mold that has now come up out of the pipe. Then they put in a glug-glug of hydrogen peroxide, and it makes... it makes a noise that hydrogen peroxide will do. If you have a cut, it'll fizz and it'll make a noise. This is the loudest noise people have ever heard. And then the mold immediately vanishes. Immediately. So what does mold sickness look like? People cannot regulate their body temperature. They are in a continuous panic mode. They are fatigued and sleeping. They are becoming very sick. And no one knows how to literally understand what these people are facing. In a number of homes where there are children and there have been mold remediation, the children now are permanently damaged. They are disabled. This mold is worse than you can imagine, and this is being released on us through bioweapon centers and dumped on us a variety of ways. So it's most important to understand the mold issue and the fungus issue so that you can do all you can to mitigate the mold in your homes. There's also the idea that because of the overpumping of water, cities are sinking. It's called subsidence. They're telling us that overuse of groundwater and overpumping with wells is going to cause subsidence. Well, actually, when you understand primary water and you understand how we need to get to it, it does not cause subsidence, and it comes through the cracks and fissures and comes up in springs all over the world and in beautiful waterfalls that cascade from the tops of the mountains off in Hawaii. We're in abundance of water. It's a renewable, and we have been lied to. We've been lied to about every single thing, and it's time now for us to understand and do all we can to help our loved ones and our neighbors to live life as we can right now, because we do need to live life as we can right now, even though all that we face is the end of life, of course. I also wanted to quickly go over some other agencies that were put in place to control the United States on a global, on a U.S. Level for all water control.
Yeah. Hang now, on to the break, Deborah. Hang on to the break, please. Hang on to the break. On the break, folks, back at the break, a lot more. I told you he's in for a boatload of information. She's not finished yet. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 206 574-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Look, that song means more and more every day. We are on the battlefield, and they are killing millions of people. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, I'm going to cover things quickly now. I want to just go over what the American Bar Association is, and it was adopted by the House of Delegates, and this is August 11th of 2003. This is critical for everyone to understand just how we've been taken through the Bar Association also. Let it be resolved that the American Bar Association recognizes that good governance and the rule of law and is essential to achieving sustainable development. Now, sustainable development is Agenda 21, 2025, 2030, all of those agendas the Bar has adopted, and it's essential to achieving it, they say. Further, be it resolved that the American Bar Association reaffirms its 1991 commitment to sustainable development and adopts the internationally accepted concept of sustainable development as recognized by the United Nations Conference on Environment and Department in 1992 and subsequent international conferences to achieve environmental protection, economic development, social development, and peace. This is not about peace. This is about genocide. Let's be clear. For present and future generations, there will not be future generations. But that's our American Bar Association. We know that Harvard Law School creates water trusts to steal our water. And I'm going to go over some other agencies, many of which you will know, but these are the agencies that have been put in place to take this country down, and it has been already occupied, and we are under occupation. I go over that, too, on a number of videos, but, of course, the World Bank, Nestle, Coca-Cola, the Rand Corporation, NASA, the Scripps Institute, NOAA, Bechdel Corporation, the EPA, Department of Interior, Army Corps of Engineers. Remember these names. You hear them often. Bureau of Reclamation, General Electric, Summit Global Management, Inc., utility companies in the United States. I mentioned that just prior to this break, the last break. United States Incorporated, local, state, federal governments. We are taken down by deception and lies. Starbucks, Water Trust and Land Trust, United States National Intelligence Council, NIC for short, California Public Utility Commissions. All of the public utility commissions in all of our states are guiding us in to absolute deprivation and inability to have what we need to survive. General Motors, Southern Company Utilities, Pfizer, of course, so many names, DuPont. We know that our water, our soils are poisoned. We know that because farmers have been required to use specific fertilizers from wastewater treatment plants. It's sludge, and that is just poured over all of our farms. The food is poisoned because it's created PFAS, and PFAS is literally worldwide. Why? Because they can cause evaporation where there is significant water, and they can move that water elsewhere and dump it in anywhere they want. They're moving poisons and toxins around in that methodology, if you can just see what I'm saying. But I want to go into another video that I have posted on my website. It's called Extremely Low Frequencies and Targeted Individuals. And Dr. Cruz, C-R-U-S-E, who is a brain surgeon by day, is talking about the targeted individual groups that we've been talking about for so many years. He specifically talked about a black man in Florida by the name of Myron May, M-Y-R-O-N, May. Myron May, a number of years ago, didn't understand what was happening to him, but he was having tremendous body aches and pains. He was hearing voices in his head. No one believed him. All of you listening, believe this, because they're not psychopaths. All of these things are not illusions. This is what we face. This is what our people, all of us, face. So Myron May ended up being murdered. And he sent 10 packets out to people that had helped him. And he referred to StopTheCrime.net. My website is one of the websites that helped him understand he was indeed being targeted by outside forces. And this is why Russia was warning the United States against using frequencies. They, of course, frequencies in the Havana Syndrome. Of course, we might remember back in the American Embassy in Moscow that the Americans were hit with frequencies there. We were being warned not to go into a frequency warfare. But we have. We're all being injured. We're all being literally designed out of existence. So there are some other things that you must know to do. I have a health symptoms list that are caused by all wireless devices on my website. Go to StopTheCrime.net, download this list. The list is also including military weaponization of the atmosphere and components of chemtrails. I'll go over a few things briefly because you're going to see a lot of this now emerging across society. We're going to have to be ready for ground combat. And I will discuss that in a moment. But many people are going to be confused. They're going to have massive memory loss, inability to focus, difficulty concentrating. Lots of people with headaches, head and chest pressure. That's, of course, caused by many things, as we know. Allergies, difficulty breathing, respiratory. Electro harassment and stalking and mind control, controlling our thoughts. Directing physical actions, voice to skull, and violent behavior. We're going to see lots of violent behavior escalating because of the frequencies that are literally being used to cause bad and violent behavior. Autism, ADHD, weakened immune systems, physical weakness or pain. The list goes on and on, leg cramps. Very, very important to understand when you have these symptoms. Of course, dementia is on this as well. We're seeing many people with fibromyalgia, muscle pains. Again, go to stopthecrime.net. Print off this health, this symptom. Now, it's very important that you disconnect all wireless and Wi-Fi in your homes. Hardwire as best you can. Do not use your cell phone in your home. Keep it outside. Don't use it in your cars. Inside your cars, it's like being in a Faraday cage where the frequencies bounce off the interior of your cars and go multiple times through your body, making you very sick. We're one of the sickest nations because we don't have let's just say it's all intentional. So keep in mind, you also may want to see how close you are to the nearest cell phone tower and do a Google Earth map and see what you might be able to do to reduce the frequencies that might be directed to you from the cell phone towers, because they are targeting people. Cell phone towers are massively gathering data off of all of your cell phones between 2 and 4 in the morning. That is why so many of us are waking up and finding we need to run to the restroom, because they're getting us out of REM sleep, so we're not getting the recovery that we need to recover the next day. So understand what your cell phones and your wireless are doing to you. Many years ago, we got the opt-out for the deployment of the electric smart meter here in California. People forgot about that. I went to jail over that because I had been researching frequencies for years. I knew that it was going to damage us, and none of our locally controlled newspapers would cover any of our protests or any of the deployments of these meters by little trucks. It was like a beehive. They drive all over Sonoma County, changing out the analog meters, electric meters, and slapping on a smart meter that caused fires. They have lithium ion batteries. We have found in many of the fires that the fires were attributed by the lithium ion batteries that the utilities can pulse and create fires. We also saw in the Palisades a heavier use of electric vehicles in the Pacific Palisades. They explode. You cannot put these fires out with the lithium ion batteries. Anybody that is driving any form of electric vehicle or lithium ion battery, anything, you're killing people who are overseas, children that are having to get this lithium from underground, and they're dying young. They're slaves. They're dying young. You need to know what you're doing with your misguided thought that you are saving the planet and reducing your carbon footprint. To the contrary, you are part of the destruction. I consider EVs to be bombs on wheels. They are. I was watching them explode during the Pacific Palisades fire in January here in Los Angeles, contributing to the continued exacerbation of the fires, along with the blue lasers and all of the other components that were used to level close to 16,000 homes. So certainly if you have an electric bike or an electric scooter, don't have it in your house. Don't plug it in near your house. They're bombs. They're bombs, and they can be targeted remotely, and they have been. So here's what we face and what we've discovered. People with black and brown skin have melanin in their skin. And when they blew a bomb in one of the islands, much of that radiation spread to neighboring areas. And the black and brown people were getting white blotches on their skin. What they realized with the white blotches is that they were literally able to survive radiation because of the melanin in their skin. So the government decided they needed to figure out how to prevent the reduction of radiation and massively cause radiation for black and brown people. So they utilized these technologies in Central America and other places as well, testing on people so that they would absorb the radiation. Now, we saw how These refugees were methodically flown into our various communities on planes and put into hotels. This was all by design because these people are sleeper cells. They will be triggered and they will start further crime and damage and theft in your communities. We're already seeing that. We're already seeing that. During this most recent past weekend of the protest for illegals, they were slicing tires here in my town and more. And there have been massive vandalism. In fact, the Flock surveillance system that I've spoken about, FLOCK surveillance system, our government, our unelected government that's working for the international bankers, conducting wars and genociding and killing people all over the world, is deploying a Flock surveillance system that also hosts Palantir. Now, this system is on YouTube. So when these systems are deployed, and you will see them already deployed in the parking lots of big box stores, you will see a couple of pre-existing parking spaces taken over by equipment. And then a pole that goes up, and you'll see solar panels. And they can talk to you through the speakers and much more. But if you type in, and I wish you would, please type this in on YouTube and look at this for yourself. Type in Green Valley Road Flood. Green Valley Road Flood, and click on live stream. You will see license plate reading capabilities, certainly facial recognition, 24/7, 365 of people that come out of those neighborhoods anytime they leave their area. So you can watch this, people come and go from their neighborhoods so that they'll know who to go into, who to rob, who to attack when you're not at home. This should be of no surprise to any of you. Look it up. It's also under the main umbrella name is Flock, FLOCK surveillance. There is a lawsuit against that claiming that it goes against our constitutional rights. We have no constitution. So don't think that litigation, I just told you about the Bar Association. They are actually defending Agenda 21 or all of the government corporations, the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. They're defending all of that, our legal system. So I can say to you this, you need to be ready. When I lived on a boat in Europe, we had watches. We had to have watches at night because there was the possibility that there could be people that would try to commandeer our boat, or we might hit something. We had to have watches. So as this circumstance that we're all living in continues to expand, and it is, it's expanding, you may need to consider watches at your homes. Now, I don't mean wireless. I don't mean your Ring doorbell, because they can look at all of your wireless, too. Keep that in mind. All wireless. They can even see you on your Samsung television set, sitting watching your television set, for heaven's sakes. You know that. So I can only tell you that this has been set upon us many, many years ago. This is all predetermined. I have a video up, a talk on my website, stopthecrime.net, called Wicked AI. Please, please listen to that. Wicked AI. And it is important to understand how did all this happen, because it was always an illusion so large and so vast that people wouldn't see it. It has escaped our perception, but it was always there from the beginnings of the beginnings. And they have to go on, and they tell us in the secret covenant, the secret Illuminati covenant, which you can download and read. I've talked about many documents over the years, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, the report from Iron Mountain. Certainly, we have the document that I just did another show on, all about biological engineering and how they're going to kill us with using biologicals. We've talked about documents for so many years. And so it's important to remember that we were told that their goals against us would be accomplished one drop at a time. So to never, ever bring suspicion to this plan that was set in place. And they would prevent us from seeing the changes as they occur. How slowly the changes have occurred, and so many people don't notice even still. But they're mind control, because we have patents now that show that they can literally read your thoughts, interpret your thoughts, verbalizing your thoughts in your brain, the energy in your brain, into a vocabulary before you even open your mouth. That is the extent of the technology that is being used on all of us. They can recreate scenarios to make you guilty for crimes you never even were there and did. This is all about Palantir. We know that Palantir is sitting in the swamp in Washington, D.C. right now, set to take over and to certainly, for pre-crime purposes, create pre-crime. We've been watching that. I've seen so many targeted individuals set up with pre-crime activities and literally incarcerated or worse, put in sanitariums and injected with psychotropic drugs for the remainder of their life. So we've been blanketed with poisons. They told us in the secret Illuminati covenant that poisons would be everywhere we turned. The soft metals would cause us to lose our minds. Well, it has. We were promised, they tell us, to find a cure for many fronts, and yet they will feed us more poison. Please read this. It tells you everything that has happened, every single thing, that our lands will be stolen, that everything will be hidden. All of it around us, what we drink, eat, and breathe, and wear, even our clothes. And they say they must be ingenious in dispersing the poisons, for they can see far. Well, we can see far. Many of us see far, and we're trying to certainly advise all of the things that we face so that we can harden up as best possible, prepare for power outages, prepare for water reduction, and eliminate all the frequencies in your homes, become hardwired. Now, I can tell you now that AT&T is eliminating landlines. My landline has been down for many months. My connectivity is massively impaired, and I don't know how much longer I will be able to connect, because my connections are becoming more and more disabled every single day. But they talk about how all of this would start early on our young, when our young's minds could target our children with what our children love most, sweet things. Those are poisons. When their teeth decay, they will fill them with metals. Yes, they have. That will kill their mind and steal our future. And they would say that when their ability to learn has been affected, they would then create medicine that would make them sicker and cause other diseases, for which we will create more medicine. Now, I know most of our children are on drugs. Most of our little boys and little girls are now on drugs. They've certainly been vaccinated before they're in school, 70-some-odd vaccines. Our children are poisoned. They're poisoned. And they're in pain. And we're shoving them into schools to learn nothing but lies about global warming and climate change. And the children are committing suicide at younger ages. We certainly know the MAID program, M-A-I-D program out of Canada, will allow you to make a decision to kill yourself, to euthanize yourself. But what we know is that it literally numbs the body, the exterior of the body, while you are being waterboarded. You are dying of water in the lungs. It is like being waterboarded. And it's a very long, painful, you could be dying for hours with this process, MAID, the MAID program out of Canada. More and more programs are coming up and being voted on, even in the UK right now as we speak, certainly in the Netherlands, in Holland. More and more people are being given the opportunity to kill themselves because of the enormity of what we face. But we have to stand strong together. We have to help support one another. Always, as I've said before, always do the next best right thing and live in right conduct, because we're going to be going through a change that we are being forced into.
A little bit over 2 minutes, Deborah. A little bit over 2 minutes.
Yes, they talk about how they will render us docile and weak. And people keep saying, well, why aren't we revolting? Well, people are too docile, sick, and weak. And now with the kinds of weapons, they'll just take out areas easily, and they have been, and it'll be increasing. So with this very sad news, on the day that we have now attacked Iran with rods of God, which are tungsten rods to destroy Iran, you can look it up, rods of God, tungsten rods, on this day of Tuesday, it is June the 17th of 2025. This is Deborah Tavares again. Please go to stopthecrime.net, primarywater.org, and toxicsky.org, but pay close attention and follow us closely on stopthecrime.net and watch the videos we post. You need to also understand that many of the police dogs now, their teeth are being replaced with steel posts. And the bites from these dogs are like bullet shots in your arms. So while this may sound crazy, type it up and look it up, and you will see this. We have such a canine unit here in our area, and no one knows when that particular canine unit will be on the street, but heaven help you. I always felt there was something good about these canines. They were there to help us. Well, not when all is being run by the international bankers who are genociding all of us. And so I wish the best for all of you. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Live your life as you are able to now, because now is all we have. And just prepare. Prepare for the outages. Prepare for reduced water. And know that when your dams are being taken down, they're planning for you to not have water in your cities. This is how they will force abandonment and moving us into these slaughter cities that people call 15-minute cities. I can say that 15-minute cities is not described. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And most importantly, thank you, Pastor Butch, for having me on your program today.
Thank you. Thank you, Deborah. Wow, folks, what can I say? I told you it'd be a powerful broadcast, and it certainly was. Be back with you tomorrow night. Have a good night, folks, and try to get yourself in the right mind, spiritually right with Christ, mentally right, and physically prepared. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.